Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Dolphins are coming off some momentum after breaking a three-game losing streak and beating the Seattle Seahawks last Sunday. And now they're hungry for a chance to take down their divisional opponent. In this matchup of the week segment presented by Pepsi, we take a look at the Dolphins' impressive ground game with Reggie Bush as he prepares to go up against a tough linebacker in Brandon Spikes. The last time the Patriots were in Miami was last September, but for both games against the Dolphins, Brandon Spikes was inactive. This season, he has stepped up big time for the Patriots. In six out of the past 11 games, Spikes has had at least 10 or more tackles. He gets a lot of attention for his aggressive nature, his outspoken attitude, and his physical play on the field, but he's instinctive and smart, which is why he's been so successful this season. And if you go up against Brandon Spikes, you better be prepared. He's said before that when he's on the field, he wants to leave an impression when he plays a team. He's an intimidator. He's tough, but it's strictly business.
I'm a passionate player. You know, I love what I do. You know, I get a kick out. I go to bed thinking about ball. I wake up thinking about ball. So you can see it when I'm playing. And, you know, my teammates love it. And I go out and play for them every snap.
He has 109 tackles and 5 forced fumbles so far this season, but when it comes to covering Bush, if he gets beat anywhere, it will be trying to track him down on the field. The key to putting a stop to Bush is, first of all, being able to locate him. He's proved to be a dual threat for the Dolphins, not just in the ground game, but as a receiver as well. He rushed for 87 yards last week in their defeat over the Seahawks, and, well...
He runs with good power for his size. He's got great quickness, got great speed, but he can run through tackles, he can run around people. You know, it's similar to Spiller, that type of player. Very hard to match up with in coverage. He's a tough guy to defend. You got to know where he is. I mean, there's no question you can't you know, line up out there and not know whether he's in the backfield or offset or out of the backfield. You know, he could take the ball on any play, be a check down or a handoff or a screen or anything, and, you know, go 60, 70 yards. So if you make a mistake on him, he'll make you pay for it.
If the linebackers don't cover efficiently, it will take no time for Bush to find some holes and shoot up the field. The challenge won't be just his physicality, but reading his routes and figuring out where he's going to be at all times.
He's a dynamic player, and the biggest thing is he can kind of go the distance everywhere on the field, so that'll be a team effort defensively to try to stop him.
And it may be a tough battle for Spikes, but it could be an even bigger battle for Bush. Spikes certainly won't make it easy for him.
I think he's instinctive. He's definitely has a good feel for either the play or the way he's going to be blocked, sometimes both. And he's tall, he's long, which can be an advantage relative to backs that are picking you up, shorter backs. The length can be an advantage. He's a powerful guy. So, you know, he has several things working for him there.
If Spikes keeps up the same momentum he's had all season, he's on track to finish with almost 160 tackles. And going up against a running back like Reggie Bush on Sunday will be a good test for the linebacker. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.